Cadillac Jack and Dallas, Kicks 101.5.
So I have this really good friend named Alan. He's married to Deb. They live in Roswell. They have three kids. My name's Caddy.
Hey, I'm Dallas.
Kicks 101.5, and Alan is with us this morning. Hi, buddy. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here, man.
Your wife, Deb, is an HR consultant. She travels quite a bit. Love her to death. She's just funny, a great mom, and a great wife, and just a good, fun person. One of those people you always want to be around.
Right.
And so this year, Alan, you decided that you were going to book spring break, right?
Yeah. You know, it's all the things you said. She is very busy. She takes care of stuff. And to be honest with you, she booked us last year, high-rise condo, Destin, view of the parking lot.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, you know. And 2 years ago, this really wasn't her fault. We were at a different beach, but the place we rented, the heat was on the entire time. Couldn't turn it off.
Oh.
So I wanted to do something nice for it, and I said, I will take care of this. I'll book it. Don't even worry about it. I got it. Give me the things that you want. You know, she's like, I want I want to be on the beach. I want to be able to see the beach. I'm like, I got it. I'll take care of this.
So you went online and you found a beautiful 3-bedroom condo in Destin on the beach. Deb's out of town on business and she's flying back in Thursday. And you guys are set to leave on Friday, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to leave on Friday.
You checked your reservation, and turns out that when you were online making the reservation, this blows me away because you're a very, very smart guy. You actually clicked the wrong year when making the online reservation for spring break next week. So it turns out you have a 3-bedroom condo on the beach in Destin, but it's for the week of April 4th, 2017, not 2016, as in next week.
Yeah. I think it was like on 2017. Why would I change the year? But that's what happened. The hotel doesn't want to hear from me about changing it. Clearly, they're booked. It's like the week before.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, spring break. Boy, you really messed this one up, Alan.
Well, I know. And that's why I was hoping you could, you know, bring some levity to this, possibly help me win Deb back over. She has no idea, and you know her. She's going to hear about this.
And she loves Caddy, so you're thinking that it coming from Caddy, it's going to be a little softer blow.
Yeah, I think it just kind of lessens it. You know, maybe, you know, we'll get a funny moment out of it, something that, you know, one of those family stories that you tell. She is stressed out right now. She's on like a 6-day road trip. She was in Detroit. She's going to Cleveland tomorrow. And she's coming back on Thursday, one day to pack and go. And she's pretty sure everything's all set. I am toast, my friends. I am, like, in deep doo-doo here.
You did take it upon yourself to find something else, and it's the Sand Crab. What did you tell me last night on the phone? The Sand Crab Motel?
It's the Sand Crab Motel. I mean, look, we're going to go, okay? We're not going to stay home. So I was on the phone and online for, like, 4 hours. This is the only place. It's the Sand Crab Motel. It sounds better. I mean, it is better than it sounds.
How do you know that, Alan? How do you know that?
Well, I called around and I talked to some people. I think I've been by it before. It's by this, it's like a restaurant. It's called the Road Rash Cafe, but Best Barbecue in Destin. It's a, you know.
Is it a hotel or a motel?
What?
Is it a hotel or a motel?
It's a motel. But there's a lot of motels down. You know, that's romantic. It's quaint. It's old school.
You should, like, write the blurbs in the real estate magazines,
yeah.
You know, where you have to really, really sell a dump, you know.
What he's trying to do, Caddy, is convince himself.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he's doing.
Right. So, and it's not on the beach, right?
It's 3 short blocks.
3 short blocks.
I can tell you from a woman's point of view, if I were your wife, you would be spending spring break by yourself.
Thank you. I'm nervous. I'm shaking. Thank you.
I would be if I were you. I would be if I were you. No kidding. Dallas, where is Deb?
Deb is on line 3.
Line 3. Hi, Deb. Are you there?
I am, yes.
Hi, Deb. It's Cadillac Jack from Cadillac Dallas Mornings on Kix 101.5. How are you?
Hey, Caddy. Good. I'm good. How are you?
That's my radio voice.
I like it.
You're traveling, right?
I am. Actually, I'm in Cleveland.
I bet you're ready to get back to Atlanta.
Well, I just don't like being away from the family, so it's nice to get home to the kids.
Yeah.
Deb is a HR consultant. She travels all the time. You guys have a big spring break trip planned that you've been looking so forward to.
Yes. I'm really looking forward to it. It's nice to take a break from work for a little while.
Spend time with the kids, and you guys going down to the beach to Destin. And Alan, your husband, was telling me this year for the first time ever, he kind of took over the planning of the spring break trip, right?
That's correct. Yeah. I usually do it, and I kind of got a little grief. He tends to think that I'm a little controlling about stuff like that, but I'm a planner, so I let him run with it.
What did he book? It was a really nice place, like a 3-bedroom.
A condo right there on the beach, view of the ocean. Of course, I had to put in my request, a few details that I wanted him to make sure he checked off the list. But, so it's going to be pretty nice.
Well,
why?
Well, here's why, Deb. Alan reached out to me, asked if I would be the one to tell you about this mistake that he made.
What do you mean mistake?
Well,
Is this a joke?
Alan, when he made the reservation for this 3-bedroom condo on the beach in Destin, the little click down window for the reservation, he accidentally booked it for 2017.
No, he did not.
I wouldn't call if it wasn't.
For next year?
Yes, and that's great.
That's good news.
That's the good news. You do have a 3-bedroom condo on the beach for
next week. It's next week.
No, let me tell you where you're going next week. Or actually, Alan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, honey.
Oh, no, hi, honey. Are you serious, Alan?
Yeah, but hear the whole thing, honey. It's going to be okay.
Do we have a vacation or not?
Yeah, we've got a place. I did what Caddy said. I was moving fast, was trying to do the right thing, and so I booked it for 2017. I got us another place.
You need to stop with baby, because where are we going?
Do you want me to tell her, Alan?
Help me out, Caddy.
This is great. This is great. Okay.
That's what he called for in the first place, because he's scared.
Yeah, Deb, y'all are staying at the Sand Crab Motel.
Motel?
Yes.
Did you say motel?
Mm-hmm. I did, yes.
You know, the kind like where you can drive your car right up to the door?
There's more good news.
Well, that sounds like a hellhole.
You can drive right up to the door, and it's 3 blocks from the ocean.
Oh, we're not on the beach.
No,
we're not on the beach now.
You will be next year, though.
2017, you're
on
the beach.
Yes.
But not next week. And there's no pool for the kids, but you can all get in the car, or, you know, you could walk 3 blocks to the ocean from the Sand Crab Motel.
I am not staying at the Sand Crab Motel.
Well, Alan, tell her that she is.
I'm not. That sounds like a place where you put coins in the bed. I'm not doing that.
Oh, God. This is going to be one of the...
Alan, I mean, Alan.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. Is it one room?
Well, yeah. But
no way. I'm not. This vacation's off. I'm not doing that. No, you screwed it up. This is why I booked vacations for us. So I'm going to have to fix it. I'm telling you right now, cancel that. I will not pay for that. I won't even step foot in the room. I'd rather stay at my parents' timeshare. I'd rather stay there.
Maybe that's, you know, I didn't think about that. That's actually not a bad idea.
No, well, it's what we're doing.
I love that place. It's big enough for us.
Well, I didn't even think about it. It's not going to be as big as you think. I purposely didn't tell them we'd be there because they're going to be there. And so is my brother and sister and our 7-year-old nieces. They're all going to be there.
But we're all going to be, that's like a 2-bedroom, your mom and dad's place. That's kind of crowded. I mean.
It's clean. They have a pool.
Yeah.
And I won't be pissed. We're staying there.
I don't want you to be upset with me. I know I blew it. Look, at your mom and dad's, there's 2 full bathrooms, so, you know, that's good. We can have that one side.
Except for one's not operating right now. It's being renovated. Remember that?
No.
Well, have you not heard of a Marriott? I cannot believe you booked a Sand Crab Motel and thought, we're good with that.
Honey, they were all booked. What could I do? I did this. I had to rebook it, 4 days ago.
Well, this is not good with me. I'm telling you right now, I'm not happy. It's like you're on the couch not happy.
Come on. Team Deb and Alan. Remember us. We can get through anything. You and me, baby.
It's Team Deb on the beach. It's Deb. I don't know about you, Alan, but this isn't happening.
Have a great week in Cleveland. Have a safe flight home. Wherever you wind up next week for spring break, make the most of it. And
or without Alan.
And have a good time with the kids, okay?
I'll send you a postcard.
I love you.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
bye.
Okay. All right. Y'all take care. Thank you. Thank you, Deb. Thank you. All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if you helped him out or not, Caddy.
But I did break the news.
You did. You did break the news.
As promised. So yeah. you owe me big time for this one, okay, bud?
That didn't go the way I thought it was going to go.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, man. How did you expect it to go?
I thought it would be like, you know, there'd be some humor in there. She knows she's on the radio. Uh-huh. You know, we've known you for a long time. You're like the big celebrity in Atlanta that we know, and it would be lighthearted, and we'd laugh at it. And
I didn't hear any laughing.
I didn't really go that way, did it not? All right, buddy.
I didn't hear that.
I'll catch up with you after the show today, okay?
I can't get my money back from the sand crab, by the way. I can't get it.
Well, how much could it possibly be?
That hurts.
I'll give you a call after the show, all right?
All right, buddy.
Okay, man.
Thanks, Caddy.
Caddy and Dallas. Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country. Kix 101.5.